up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started. Hey everyone, it is Katie and Melanie of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast, and we're gonna take a deep breath. Because we are talking about how to overcome fear and self-doubt. And this is not going to be one of those podcasts where you have the answer to everything you've ever asked when it comes to fear and self-doubt. But it is going to be a starting point for you. Or it is going to be something where you're going to walk away with some action steps to begin implementing to really reflect on some of the fears that you are experiencing in your business. So we're gonna really talk about this today. But before we do, we always like to start off with a review of the week. And you can drop a review on iTunes and you just have to tell us why you love the Direct Sales Done Right podcast and leave us a rating and review. This week, Dawn said, I love listening to these ladies on all things network marketing. They really know their stuff, but more importantly, they give you real steps to help your business grow. And yes, that is why we are here. This is why we return week after week, is to give you practical steps to build an incredibly successful business. And success, of course, is on your terms. All right. So let's actually kick off this episode. Why don't you tell a little bit about why you actually brainstormed this podcast episode?
Okay. So I did a Instagram story a little bit ago about what is your biggest barrier to success in your direct sales business. And I polled my audience. I dropped the little question box and I said, I want to hear from you. And it was in preparation for our podcast episodes that we were going to be recording. And I just really wanted to get a good pulse check on what is it that is really holding people back. And it was resounding, overwhelming fear, doubt. And it was fear of failure, fear of success, fear of what other people will think. There was even fear and laziness was one of them in there as well, like straight up like laziness. Another one was definitely like, I've signed so many people up in the past and they haven't been successful. And, and is it possible? And so the more I started to think about it, and you said at the beginning, this isn't going to be like a feel good, we're going to wave our magic wand and give you all the answers. But I started to think about, in the last 11 years, how have we navigated fear? Sure. How have we navigated success and failure and self-doubt? I'm not so much laziness, but fear and self-doubt, you know, because that's a real thing. And, you know, there isn't a magic wand to it. It really is a process that you go through and you work at it all the time.
Let's actually talk about laziness for a second, because I feel as though laziness sometimes comes from this inability to know exactly what to do. And then it becomes laziness because you're just unsure of the action that's going to yield results. So it's just easier just not to take action.
Yeah.
And I always think of like that Homer Simpson gif where it's just like, oh, I'm working my business, but you kind of are like disappearing into the bushes, like not really doing it. And then you go from consistently taking action maybe in January, and then by the end of the month, you didn't really hit your goals. So in February, it's a little less and a little less and a little less and a little less. And a lot of that comes from either not seeing the results of your labor, or it's from just not knowing exactly what to do. So first of all, if you're on this podcast, you're getting a guide every single week to know what to do in your business. So you want to make sure that you're listening every single week. But let's dive into fear and doubt.
All right. Let's do it. Now you have my wheels turning about the laziness thing. I'm like thinking. Yeah,
I kind of put you on the spot with that.
You did. And I was like, you know, do you also just – because I want to stay on that
floor.
Don't you think sometimes think that it's not really laziness, like you said, like I don't know what to do, but it's also they don't have a strong why. So it's like their why doesn't motivate them. So they're not taking any action. So, but they're saying that they're being lazy, but maybe it's just that there isn't a driving force for change for them. You know, maybe they want to be more ambitious and they want but that's not really what they want. They think that's what they should be doing, you know, like, because I feel like when you're motivated, you will spring yourself out of bed even when it's really hard, you know.
That's actually something that we do in the Chic Branding Experience is a 7-layer activity. Okay. I don't even know that that's what I'm doing, but one of the questions that I really dive into is why, but I place it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So you want a surface level why, because I want to retire my husband, or why, because I want more money in the bank account, or why, because I really want to make an impact. That's the one I hear a lot.
Yeah.
Surface level, but there's always a deeper reason for why.
Yep.
And sometimes people wrestle with their why, maybe not being good enough or not being big enough, but your why just has to be what moves you into action.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter if it's a really deep why that makes you cry, or if it's just a why that goes, this is why I need to take action. And it's just bold, and it's just bottom line.
Yeah.
So I do think that as well. One more point to the laziness, because now I'm thinking about it too, is I think a lot of times we don't know what to do, so we distract ourselves with being busy instead of doing work that's impactful and meaningful.
Right. Yeah.
So we go onto social media and we're like, I don't know what to post. So we go onto our phone and we scroll all of these different reels and all these different ideas. And then we save some trending audio because that looked good. And then before you know it, we're voting on like what outfit looks better on whatever celebrity. And then we get into the gossip of who's married, who's divorced, who's going with who, and who's running for president, like all of the things. And we go down a rabbit hole that then we forget why we set out to work in the first place. Mm-hmm. And that also is a problem. But I feel as though that's probably a podcast for another day.
That is another podcast. I know we're going to have to
You're probably going, oh, I just got called out. I don't know if I'm going to listen to the rest of this.
But it's good because I think, well, awareness is really the first thing is important. And when we talk about fear, we're gonna really dive into the fear and self-doubt. And, you know, the key to any change, to making any kind of change in your life, whether it's nutritional, I want to start eating healthier, I want to start exercising, I want to improve my relationships, I want to climb the ladder at work. It is actually an identifying the root cause of where the fear and self-doubt is actually coming from. So if you're somebody that actually says fear and self-doubt is one of my biggest barriers to success, well, let's actually take a look at that.
Okay.
Why is that one of your biggest barriers to success? Were you brought up in a household where mistakes were not accepted? And I think that for a lot of us, that is actually the case. I mean, I know in my generation growing up, you know, you worked hard and you did whatever you had and you worked at it until you figured it out. There was no failure. You know, there just wasn't that. And so there was always that standard, that higher standard. So, you know, having to really think about and tell yourself, like, what is it that is causing you to say, I am so afraid of this? Or what are you afraid of is really the first step.
And I'll just speak to an experience.
Okay.
When I had first started in direct sales, I was a teacher. Okay. So the people that I was in circles with were educators. And we were all sort of at the same level of our like financials. You know, we were very middle class. We were all working towards bigger goals. We were all but you never really understood that there was a better way, that there was a way out. And so when I was teaching, I remember when I started talking about the opportunity, I was very scared to talk about it. And the reason I was scared to talk about it is because I didn't want to be judged by my circle.
Wow.
I didn't want to feel like anybody should feel bad about their financial situation, because I was in that. I got it and I saw it, but I also started to understand that the direct sales opportunity was a lot of work. It wasn't just like I was rolling in the dough. It
For
wasn't
sure.
like that at all.
Yeah.
And I also knew that there were a lot of people that weren't designed to do the direct sales business. And so I really was scared to put the opportunity out there because I was afraid of being judged by the circle I was still in. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't just remove myself from the circle. That was my job. It was my career. And I would get really like very nervous every single day when I would go into the classroom and I would think about like, what if they're talking about me? What if they're judging me? And even though I loved what I was doing in direct sales, I felt like I was living in two different worlds.
Wow.
And because of that, I didn't want to overlap them. So there was this feeling of just like, I don't want to offend anyone over here, but I really want to speak of it. And so I remember on one occasion, I think it was a conversation that you and I had where something really great had happened in my business. And I think it was you who actually like encouraged me to talk about it. And I remember going, I can't actually talk about this. This makes me really like just feel uneasy. And then something in me clicked where it was like, but those are probably the women I don't need to speak to. Mm. I need to speak to the Katies. I need to speak to the Katie who went into the grocery store and was crossing her fingers that there was enough in the account. I need to talk to the Katie who actually was like, I need to do something about it versus I'm just going to sit with it. I'm just going to like, this is just the way it is. And when I realized that the people that I was sitting in a circle with over in my teaching community wasn't that same person I wanted to speak with in the direct sales industry, it changed the way I showed up. It changed the way I spoke. And so maybe right now, if you're thinking about the fear and the doubt that you have in the business, if you're thinking about how it's going to be perceived by other people, I encourage you to sit with that fear for a minute and then ask yourself, are those the people that I actually want to speak to? And if it is, you've got to feel that fear and you got to do it anyway. And if it is not, you still have to feel the fear, but remind yourself that you aren't equipped to help them. Like that is not the person that you are working to support.
That's such a great point that we sometimes forget because we're trying to please everyone. I want to make all the circles of people that I follow happy. And you really figure that out. Like, oh, if they don't accept it or they don't like it, then they're probably not the people that I should actually be speaking to. Yeah. So that's such a good takeaway to think to yourself, all right, who am I trying to please? Who am I seeking approval for? And should I be seeking that approval in the first place? Sure. Right. So even though you rationalize that, that didn't necessarily make it easier to make those posts either.
No. Right? So step one is actually just really rationalizing what the fear is, what you're actually afraid of, like why you are afraid to post. And I'll be honest with you, your fear is real.
Yeah.
But what you do after you feel the fear, that's what actually counts. So let yourself journal out what you're actually afraid of. And then you'll probably find that your fears, although that they're valid, they're probably not that real, so to speak, because your worst case scenario is usually not the case scenario.
Right. Yeah. It is so true. So that's really step number one. Step number one is actually identifying where that fear is coming from, what's the root cause, and where it sort of is originating. The second thing that we need to do is once we're aware of it, we have a choice. And we find that most people sit in the awareness. They actually know that they have this fear and they're living in, I just am full of self-doubt. I am just afraid of success. And that becomes the jacket that they put on every single day. They wear that as their truth. And so that becomes the stopping point. What really is the next step is to actually say, I feel it. It's uncomfortable. But I also know, and like you in that situation in the classroom, you had a choice to make. What made you say, I am actually going to feel that fear, but I'm now going to post about it anyways, right? So you had to make that decision. You didn't sit in that.
Yeah.
But what was your driving force for saying, I'm going to post this, even though it might be uncomfortable?
Yeah. And I wish I had an answer for you because when we were getting ready for this podcast, I was thinking about the experience of like how hard it was to talk about it for me because of the circles that friends, my circle of influence. I don't know if I remember, I probably have to reflect a little bit more on what actually moved me to take action, but I do know a big part of it was just personal development. At the time, one of the first books that I read was The Compound Effect. And that one's by Darren Hardy. It might've been The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, but in both of them, they're very similar books. So they give similar analogies. And I remember sitting there reading like just small action, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the podcast, just small, seemingly insignificant action is really what makes the big difference in your business. And I just knew that if I could just take one small action, like if I could just embrace this fear, like head on, like just for a little bit to acknowledge that I may not reach the teachers, like I may not reach the people in my circle, but I know that there is a Katie out there that needs this as a solution. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it was one thing as much as it was starting to find the courage through just daily actions that I was taking.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that, so now it's identifying. buying it. You knew it, you felt it, you chose to do it anyways. And I know that for what worked for me in that moment of where I knew I wanted to build this business, I knew that we're going to be a lot of people that didn't support me. I knew I didn't have all the right answers. It was this, I need to go all in. I can't let the fear actually keep me from not taking the actions. And so I remember being on a call early on, and it might have even been that series, that 90 Days to Excellence series. Do you remember when we did that? Like way, way, way at the beginning. But it was always about like the 1 foot in and 1 foot out, right? You, in your business, you can't have 1 foot in. So you, and this is where a lot of people get tripped up, is like they're trying to address the fear and the self-doubt, and they're sort of doing like one step in, but I'm just going to hang out and be safe over here, right? Like I'm not going to go all in my business. And so once you become aware of, hey, this is my limiting belief, I know where it originates, I actually want to challenge you to say, I'm going to put both feet in. And every time I feel that discomfort, I am going to understand that growth always happens when we are willing to get uncomfortable. And even this past weekend, at the time of recording this, I went on a ski trip with my husband, and the driver down to the ski lodge was telling me about this mountain. It's called Bear Claw. And he's like, it's way up there, but you got to go there. The view is amazing. It's the best. You can see the whole town. You can see, you know, in down into downtown Provo. And I was, all I could think was, I can't ski those mountains. Like I am a beginner. But I kept thinking to myself, I'll really regret it if I don't do it. I'll really regret it if I don't do it. I have to figure out a way to get there. And so I just, and this kind of leads into the third point, is I had to kind of work my way up to it. And so I started out on the greens, the easiest slopes. And so the first full day, like we were going down these greens, but I knew I wanted to get to Bear Claw because I wanted to see the beautiful view at the top. And so the next day, Matt's like, you want to do a blue? I mean, my pits were sweaty. My stomach was in knots. All I could think about was I was definitely going to break an arm or a leg, and then I was going to look ridiculous rolling down the hill. But I did it. He picked the easiest blue. We did it. We made it down. That was it. The third day, he was like, all right, we're just going for it. And he looked at me and he goes, do you want to just go to the top? And I was like, let's just go to the top. Like, I will figure out how to get down. And that really is the third point. Yeah. It is, you have to feel it. You have to recognize it, but then you have to choose to take the action steps. And it's not like you're just going to get there in one fell swoop, but you actually have to build your confidence over time. Mm-hmm. And so I think about that situation even this past weekend. And when I got to the top, it wasn't like, how cool is this? The whole personal development was playing in my head. Like, I would have missed out on this opportunity if I would have been too afraid to get on the lift and go to the top.
The Chic Branding Experience is now open for enrollment. You guys, the number one question I get from people is, how do I actually grow a following on social media that wants to purchase the things that I have to offer? Listen, it's no secret that I absolutely know storytelling is the number one thing that matters most when it comes to your marketing on social media. As a kid, I was that girl who was always reading fiction in the stacks of the library. And then as I grew into an adult, I found a passion for education, for teaching middle school reading, and of course developed this passion into marketing on social media for my own business. But I started to see that there is a direct correlation between the stories we tell and the sales that we make. And when we can effectively storytell, we start to see an increase in our sales. We start to see an increase in the people who are engaging in our content. And most importantly, we grow our confidence for what we have to offer. So we have created the Chic Branding Experience to help you clarify your marketing message. If you're interested in learning more about this Chic Branding Experience, I encourage you to click the link to learn more.
And sure, I felt a lot. I mean, I had some pretty like bad wipeouts, but it was worth it. And now I've built my confidence to be able to do the next run the next time that we go.
I love it. I love it. So, and what Melanie is talking about too, you build this confidence, like just one small shift at a time, one small step at a time. That's really this mile marker mindset too, where you have to keep almost adding those small wins of your business to like a jar, like almost like picture a jar of marbles. And every time you have a small win, celebrate it. Say like, this is bringing me one step closer to where I want to go. And for me, at first, when it was really just getting the groceries paid for, and I hate that I use the word just, I do that and I don't mean to, but I was getting the groceries paid for. But before even that, it was okay, I sent the invitation. I was scared to do that. Okay, I sent the follow-up. All right, I got a rejection and I didn't die. Like, this is great. Like, I'm really doing the dang thing. So you just have to have that mentality of like, I am celebrating small wins along the way. And if it still doesn't feel like a win, I'm still learning through the process too.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the books that I thought were great was Mel Robbins' The 5-Second Rule. I read that book in record time because it taught me a lot of the just take the action,
yeah.
You know, just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just go. And so if you're somebody that needs maybe a tool or a strategy, she definitely has that therapeutic mindset, comes from that background. That is a great book. If you sure. find yourself actually not being able to take the action, I think that book could really help you out yeah. a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one, so we've said you want to identify the root cause of your fear and doubt. You want to identify the goals that you are working towards and why they matter to you. We also talked about building your confidence just one small action at a time. And then number four is really pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. And I know it's so cliche to say, like, you know, life doesn't happen, you know, inside your comfort zone and all those kind of things. And yeah. But there is a truth to it. And just first of all, acknowledge the fact that you chose an industry that most people do not understand. Mm-hmm. So first of all, acknowledge the fact that one thing you did outside of your comfort zone was maybe taking a chance on direct sales, or maybe it is taking another chance at direct sales if you've failed in the past. Or maybe it is just getting back up after you've fallen. Whatever it might be, pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, having conversations that are hard, or hearing objections from people, or sending the invite to that really intimidating person that you believe would be great for your organization, or having a tough conversation maybe about somebody who would really benefit from your products and sharing it in a way where you're coming from a place of, I think this can help you too. Those kind of things matter. And every single time, you're really building up your confidence when you do that. Every single time you show up, you're building yourself up. You are building up your confidence so that you can continue to grow.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I think we want to talk about today is just personal development that yeah. we have done personally in our lives that have helped us. Yeah. So from my stance, one of the early books that I read, and it is a Christian-based book, it's by Joyce Meyer, and the book is called Battlefield of the Mind. That book was so helpful in understanding, like, hey, my inner thoughts are really having an outward effect. Mm. And I never thought about that before direct sales. I never really thought about the words that I would say. And this morning I even did a post where it was like something like the average person has, I think, like 16 to 80,000 or 60,000 thoughts a day. 80% of those thoughts are negative.
It's crazy.
So imagine yeah. if you have been putting this narrative or this story in your mind for years and years and years, and then imagine the negativity that it has in your life. And so you really have to say, wait, I'm in charge of the story that I'm telling. I am in charge of this narrative that I am speaking, because no matter what, the narrative that I tell is having an outward effect. So you also want to think about that. So Joyce Meyer, Battlefield of the Mind was a good one. And the second one is actually the Bible. I don't know. Jesus was the best leader of all time. So when I think about like the readings that I've done from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you see how negativity and thoughts and mindsets and holding those things captive really do impact the power you have to create a ripple effect in the world. And so those would probably be my two ones.
Yeah. And I will say that some of the things that have had the most profound impact for me was listening to podcast episodes from other individuals who have grown successful businesses, not even just in the direct sales space. And one of my favorite podcasters is actually Ed Milet. And I love that he interviews people who have overcame significant roadblocks in building their life. And for me, I look for just little tiny similarities in the stories, or I use their story as hope for me, because, you know, we're all navigating through stuff. And I know for me, it was the unsupportive spouse at the very beginning. And so I looked for stories of people who had overcome that particular situation. It gave me hope. It allowed me to say, hey, your situation is not different or unique or one of a kind, but you can get through this too. And so I will say, just listening to the Ed Milette podcast and reading books that really just remind me that I am capable, even though I'm a normal, average, ordinary, everyday person, that I can achieve great things. Bo Eason, who wrote the book, There's No Plan B to Your A Game, is one of my favorites out there. And truly just surrounding myself with just real leaders and knowing, like, anything John Maxwell for me has been really incredible to building that journey. But I saw this on social media yesterday, actually, and it really made me think about this question. And it was, instead of going to social media and scrolling and looking for inspiration, for motivation from somebody else, go to your personal development, right? Like, go inward, stick your earbuds in, take a walk, read the Bible, read one of your personal, like, listen to a podcast, but go inward before you go out looking at others as well.
Yeah. All right. So we like to end the podcast with just some client love. And I know that we've started off the Rockstar Recruitment at this point, but I want to just give some client love about that specific product. And that is that the course has given me confidence and taught me how to effectively present and recruit to the business opportunity. My energy has shifted. I'm actually attracting new business partners. I've recruited more working team members in the past 4 months than I have in the past 2 years. My downline seems to have an energy shift as a leader, and it's starting to grow too. So thankful for the course. It's included everything I need, plus so much more. And that is from Cindy. All right, last question for you is, what's your truth bomb of the week?
Oh, truth bomb of the week. You can't live in fear and self-doubt. It's not, if at the end of the day, if you look back, this is really what you want to measure yourself against. If we look back at the end of the day, do you want to regret? Do you want to live a life of regret saying, I let myself stand in the way? And so often, you know, Katie and I will use that visualization with ourselves. Like, we will actually visualize saying to our kids, sorry, we couldn't take that trip because, you know, I wasn't willing to get out of bed in the morning and send those invites, or I was too afraid what somebody would say, so we couldn't go on that incentive, you know, vacation. And so it's really gut checking yourself and saying, am I actually the barrier to success? And do I need to, you know, take that action and feel that fear, even if it's incredibly uncomfortable?
I love it. I love it. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. We'll see you next time.
All right. So if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listen to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners.
Yep. Until next week, let's make chic happen.